awaits you in this place today, O Lord. We are gathered, ready, God, to sing your praise. We're ready to respond to the glories of your name, to the wonders of your heart, to your great love.
I will follow. John were here, that would be music to his ears.
Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow. All your ways are good. All your ways are sure. I will trust in you alone. Higher than my sight. High above my life. I will trust in you alone.
Joy.
rising celebration, breaking into freedom. You're the song of our hearts. Cast aside our shadows, trust you with our sorrows. You're the song of our hearts. We're dancing to the rhythm of your heart. We're rising from the ashes to the stars. You're the joy.
Awake my soul.
Breathe on me, breath of God. Breathe on me. Breathe on me, breath of God. Breathe on me.
Coming in, going for Chris in person.
I resurrect these bones from death to life. For you alone, awake my soul. Awake, awake, awake my soul. God, resurrect these bones from death to life. For you.
Let my words be few.
You are God in heaven, and here am I on earth. So I let my words be few. Jesus, I am so in love with you. Thank you.
Pollyanna, don't think. Pollyanna, sorry, me conada, that's too. Hi, me conada, too, me conada. Pollyanna, that's. Hi, you conada, Tina. Hi, me conada, hi, you the soda. Can you the sorry, me conada? Hi, me conada.
I just sort of got, I just felt like, so God, as Father, just saying, just come to me and I'll heal you. Just come to me. Confess.
There was something just when you just said there, the confess, and I know it's been brought up a few times. In this season of trumpets, it just reminds me, this isn't just a season of returning to the Lord as in, okay, come to me. It's a season of confession. Returning in confession.
I got a picture of, I don't know if it's the concept of being underground and just kind of searching for a way out of being underground, and then all of a sudden there's a light spot and then you just burst out and I just get the word breakthrough. And it's so different, like from night and day. It's like, you're in the dark, and then you're in the light.
This I believe.
Again, like with the interpretations, and I just, the Lord was ministering before you just said the time, and so I was like, oh Lord, is what you're just saying me to be in the time? I'm not going to say for sure it was, but to take advantage, like he's handing out bread to whoever wants, or the coming in confession, like I got this picture of Jesus coming to a town, like this is before the town, but, and how sad I am for the people who maybe, like Jesus healed a bunch of people but then left for the next town, but then there might still be some people there, ah, I should have gone to him. I should have gone to him and asked him, lay a hand on me or pray for me. And just don't let that pass by. Every day is the day of salvation. It says today is the day of salvation, which is every day. Every day is today. But there is, again, there is something that the Lord is pouring out today, specifically. And take that bread from his hand.
When Brian was mentioning about the bread, yesterday I read something about the feast and about this feast, and they would take bread and they would cast it out on the water, and it was their sin. So the bread was their flesh, and they would cast it on the water. They called it something with a T, but it just lines up.
Our Father everlasting, the all-creating one, God Almighty, through your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus our Savior. I believe in God our Father, I believe in Christ the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again, for I believe in the name of Jesus. Our judge and our defender suffered and crucified. Forgiveness is in you. Descending into darkness, you rose in glorious light. Forever seated high. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is free. Believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again, for I believe in the name of Jesus.
Now, Lord, I believe that you can raise the dead. I believe that you can heal broken hearts. I believe that you can heal broken families. I believe that you can open the eyes of the blind, cause the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. I believe that you have set us free. I believe that somehow, against the laws of physics and nature and all that, or at least I don't see how it all works together, but I believe I'm seated with you in the heavenly realms. And that the same power that raised you from the dead is now poured out on us.
Broken vessels.
Just wanted to continue to confess that even what was shared on Monday, just that battle that I'm going through with walking through and sharing with people, but feeling that guilt of missing things. And I had a chance yesterday to share with some people I haven't seen for a while, and just wasn't that guilt, but I know that there's still a piece of it in there, and it's that subtle spring that you play. And I think I find that harder to, because it's not so evident all the time, it's easier for him to play it and it play in my head. And so I just want to confess that I believe you can heal that from me, Lord God. And I pray and I ask, Lord God, that string be cut.
Yeah.
And that can't be played anymore in my life, Lord God. And I praise you of what you have corrected in my thinking, Lord God. But I continue to ask for this to be cut free of me. So I want to confess that and repent of it openly, Lord God, for that accountability and just that declaration, Lord God, that I see it there and I don't want it. And so I praise you that and I believe that you can do this in me, Lord God, and I trust in you.
want to share something that really encouraged me yesterday or the day before. But first I'm going to read a small passage from Matthew 4. While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And how I was encouraged was, I was listening to someone teach about this and how Jesus had something about him that people just wanted to follow him right away. And like, these people were fishermen who, you know, that's their livelihood, that's what they're familiar with, but they just left it. Like that doesn't happen except if it's Jesus, I think. And now Jesus lives in us. And now we have the opportunity to be who people see. And not that people are going to come do the job that we do, but when people interact with us and see us, they'll see Jesus. And it's kind of like what Morgan said. If we are healed first and are filled up and are empowered and set free, it begins with us, but then it goes beyond. And Jesus said we do even greater things than he did. And I'm not making that up. That's scripture. And so it's only because he lives in us and we believe it and we walk in it. And so, yeah, he's empowered us to be able to draw people to himself. And he chooses to use us. So, wow, thank you, Jesus. Yeah.
We will not be shaken.
For we trust in our God, and through his unfailing love, we will not be shaken, we will not be shaken, we will not be shaken. For we trust in our God, we will not be shaken. And though the battle rages, we will stand and fight. And though the armies rise up against the sun will sides, we will not be shaken. We will not be shaken. We will not be shaken.
End of Days, it's a Hill song.
Mm-hmm.
rocked beneath the stars in May. You came from heaven, home, freedom. Jesus Christ, the Lord our God. We're gonna sing until the lights fall at me. As thunder's where I shall. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul. I'll worship Your holy name. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the
Amen.